The next word is ought. English. We ought to eat before we leave. Punjabi. Sanu jaan to pehla khana chahida hai. Breakdown. Sanu. Sanu. This is the native form of the pronoun. Asi. Asin. Which means, we. This form is used to show who is the recipient of the action of the verb. In this sentence, we are the recipients of the action, ought to eat. Jaan. Jaan. This is the infinitive form of the verb. Jaana. Jaana. Which means, to go. It's important to note that the infinitive form of verbs in Punjabi often functions as a noun, and in this case, it acts as the object of the preposition. Do. Turn. Do. Turn. This is the preposition, from, used here to indicate the point of departure. Perhila. Palan. This word means, before. It's used to indicate the order of events. Karna. Karana. This is the infinitive form of the verb. Karna. Karana. Which means, to eat. In this sentence, it acts as the object of the verb. Chahida hai. Chahida hai. Chahida hai. Chahida hai. This is a modal verb meaning, ought to, or, should. It is used to express obligation, or necessity. This verb is conjugated in the present tense, and is always used with the third person singular subject. Hai. Hai. Key concepts. Dative case. The dative case is used to show the recipient of the action of the verb. In Punjabi, the dative case is often marked by the ending. Nu. Nu. Or. Ne. Ni. Infinitive form. The infinitive form of verbs in Punjabi often functions as a noun. It is used to express the action of the verb without specifying the subject, or tense. Modal verbs. Modal verbs are auxiliary verbs that modify the meaning of the main verb. They express concepts, such as possibility, obligation, permission, and ability. Memorization tips. Practice using the modal verb. Chahida hai. Chahida hai. In different sentences, create flashcards with the infinitive forms of verbs and their English translations. Use the Punjabi sentence you created to create a dialogue or short story. The next word is hall. English. The students gathered in the hall. Punjabi. Vidyarthi hall vich ikatthe hoye. Breakdown. Vidyarthi. Vidyarthi. Student, plural. Hall. 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 Vich. Vich. In. Ikatthe. Ikath. Gathered, together. Hoy. Hoy. Were, became. Key concepts. Postposition. The word. Which. Is a postposition, similar to the English preposition, in. It is placed after the noun it modifies. Hall. Hall. Verb conjugation. The verb. Hoy. Is conjugated in the past tense, indicating that the action has already occurred. Word order. Punjabi generally follows a subject-object-verb, SOV, word order. In this sentence, the subject, Vidyarthi, comes first, followed by the object, Hal. And then the verb. Hoi. Translation. The students gathered in the hall. The next word is regulation. English. The government regulations are very strict. Punjabi. Sarkar de niyam bahut sakht hain. Breakdown. Sarkar. Government. De. Of possessive marker. Niyam. Rules slash regulations. Bahut. Very. Sakht. Strict. Hain. Are plural. Key concept. The sentence uses the possessive marker, the, to show that the regulations belong to the government. The verb, hun, is in the plural form, because the regulations are multiple. English, the government regulations are very strict. Punjabi, Sarkar de niyam bahut sakht hain. The next word is escape. English. He escaped from the burning building. Punjabi. Uksar rahe imarat to bach nikaliya. Breakdown. This is the pronoun, he, in Punjabi. It is the subject of the sentence. Notice that, he, is not explicitly stated in English, but is implied. Sarahe. This is the present participle of the verb, to burn, meaning, burning. This is the modifier describing the building. Imarat. This is the noun, building, in Punjabi. To. This is the preposition, from, in Punjabi. Bach. This is the verb, to escape, in Punjabi. Notice the word is in the past tense. So we are looking at an action that has already happened. Nikaliya. This is the past tense form of the verb, to come out, which is used to imply escaping in this context. Key concepts. The use of the present participle. Sarahi. To modify the noun. Imarat. Is a key concept in Punjabi grammar. This is a common way to describe an object, or person in Punjabi, and it is similar to using a present participle in English. The word Nikaliya is used to imply escaping from a dangerous situation. This is a more common way of expressing the concept of escaping in Punjabi than the verb Bach. English. He escaped from the burning building. Punjabi. Uksar rahe imarat to bach nikaliya. The next word is studio. English. He is working in a studio. Punjabi. Uksar studio vich kam kar raha hai. Breakdown. This is the subject pronoun, he. Studio. This is the noun, studio, in Punjabi. Vich. This is the preposition, in, and is used to show location. Kan. This is the noun, work. Kar. This is the verb, do, or, make, in the present tense, and in this sentence, means, working. Riha. This is a grammatical suffix that changes the verb to the present continuous tense, and means, is. The Punjabi sentence is in the present continuous tense, meaning the action is happening now. It can be translated literally as, he is doing work in the studio. Key concepts. Punjabi uses postpositions, instead of prepositions. Punjabi verbs have grammatical suffixes, which change their tense. The word order in Punjabi is different from English, typically subject-object-verb. English. He is working in a studio. Punjabi. Uksar studio vich kam kar raha hai. The next word is proper. English. The proper way to greet someone is to say, Sat Sri Akal, Punjabi. Sahi Badi Ka Sat Sri Akal Kahina Hai. Breakdown. Sahi. Sahai, proper, correct. Badi Ka. Tarika, way, method. Sat Sri Akal. Sat Sri Akal, a common Punjabi greeting meaning, God is true, and time is eternal. Kahina. Kana, to say, to speak. Hi, is. Key concepts. Sahi. It's a very common word, and useful for expressing correctness, appropriateness, or accuracy. Badika. This is a great word for expressing methods and procedures. It can be used in many contexts. Kahina. This verb is used for expressing the act of speaking or saying something. It's a very common word in Punjabi. Remember, when learning a new language, focusing on the verbs and common words will give you the best foundation. The next word is relax. English. Relax. Everything will be okay. Punjabi. Beto. Sab theek ho javega. Breakdown. Beto. This is the imperative form of the verb. Betona. Which means, to sit, or, to relax. In this context, it is being used as an imperative command meaning, relax. Sab. Means, everything. Teek. Means, okay. Hoja vega. Is the future tense of the verb. Hona. Which means, to be, or, to become, and in this case, it means, will be. English. Relax, everything will be okay. Punjabi. Beto. Sab teek hoja vega. The next word is tourist. English. The tourists are visiting the Golden Temple. Punjabi. Selani sone vale mandir de ja rahe hain. Breakdown. Selani. Selani. This is the Punjabi word for tourist. It is a noun and is plural, so it signifies more than one person. Sone vale. Sone whale. This translates to golden and describes the temple. Vale. Means belonging to. Mandar. Mandar. This word means temple and is a noun. De. T. Means on or at and is used to show location. Jarahan. Yarahan. Means are going. Hun. Is the plural form of the verb to be. It signifies that there is more than one tourist. English. The tourists are visiting the Golden Temple. Punjabi. Selani sone vale mandir de ja rahe hain. The next word is component. English. The engine is a vital component of the car. Punjabi. Gaddi da engine ek zaruri hissa hai. Breakdown. Gaddi. Gaddi, car, subject. Da. Da, possessive particle, indicates, of the car. Ijun. Ing letter 1E47, engine, object. Ik. Ik, one, Rudi. Zaruri, vital, essential, necessary. Hissa. Hissa, part, component. He. Hi, is, copula verb. Present tense. Key concepts. Possessive particle. Da. Da is used to show possession. It comes directly after the noun that is possessed. Subject, verb, object. This sentence follows a common word order in Punjabi, which is subject, verb, object. Copula verb. The verb hai. Hai is a copula verb that links the subject to the predicate, the rest of the sentence. It is similar to the verb to be in English. It changes forms based on gender, number, and tense. In this case, it is in the singular, present tense, and masculine form. The next word is afford. English. We cannot afford to buy a new car. Punjabi. Asi navi car khareedan da khakcha nahi utha sakde. Breakdown. Asi. We. Navi. New. Car. Car. Reedan. To buy. The. Of. Belonging to. Racha. Expense. Cost. Nahi. Not. Uta. To bear, to lift. Sakade. Can, plural. Key concepts. The. Is used to show possession. Racha uta una. Is a common expression in Punjabi, meaning, to afford. English. We cannot afford to buy a new car. Punjabi. Asi navi car khareedan da khakcha nahi utha sakde. The next word is late. English. He arrived late. Punjabi. Uth dir naal pahunchiya. Breakdown. Uth. He. Dir. There. Late. Naal. Now. With indicates accompaniment, in this case, arriving with the lateness. Pahunchiya. Pahunchiya. Arrived, past tense, masculine singular. This sentence demonstrates the use of the postposition. Naal. Now. To indicate accompaniment. The word dear there, meaning late, can be used as a noun and modified by the postposition naal. Now, to create a phrase meaning with lateness or late, the verb pahunchiya. Pahunchiya is in the past tense, masculine singular form, agreeing with the masculine singular subject. Oof. This sentence is a simple example of how to express the concept of lateness in Punjabi. It can be used in a variety of contexts to describe someone or something that arrived late. The next word is lawyer. English. The lawyer is arguing the case in court. Punjabi. Vakil adalat vich kes di daleel de reha hai. Breakdown. Vakil. Vakil. Lawyer. Adalat. Adalat. Court. Vich. Vich. In. Case. 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 The. Die. Of possessive particle. Dalil. Dalil. Argument. The. The. Of possessive particle. Reha. Reha. Is giving present continuous tense. Her. Hi. Is. Key concepts. Postposition. Which. Which is a postposition meaning in or within. It follows the noun. Adalat. A Dalat. Possessive particles. The. I and. They. The indicate possession. The. I is used for feminine nouns, and. They. The is used for masculine nouns. For example. Case the Dalil. Kesni Dalil means the argument of the case. Present continuous tense. Rehahe. Rehahai is the present continuous tense in Punjabi. It means is giving or is arguing in this case. Translation. The lawyer is arguing the case in court. The next word is suspect. English. The police suspect that he is the thief. Punjabi. Police shak kakadi heki uchor hai. Breakdown. Police. Police, feminine noun. Suspect, verb. Kakadi. Does, third person singular feminine form of verb, karana, to do. Hai. Is, third person singular present tense of verb, hona. To be. Ki. That. Oh. He. Chor. Thief, masculine noun. Key concepts. The use of the feminine form of the verb, kakadi, because the noun, police, is feminine. The use of the present tense of the verb, hona, to express a state of being. The word, ki, introduces a subordinate clause. English. The police suspect that he is the thief. Punjabi. Police shak kakadi hai ki uch chor hai. The next word is cup. English. He has a cup of tea in his hand. Punjabi. Usta hath vich chada kilam hai. Breakdown. Us. This is a pronoun, meaning he. This is a possessive particle, indicating possession, like, his, or, her. Hath. This means, hand. Which. This means, in, or, inside. Cha. This means, tea. Na. This is a possessive particle, indicating possession, like, his, or, her. Kilam. This means, cup. Hi. This means, is. Key concepts. Possessive particles. The. And. Na. Are used to indicate possession. Prepositions. Which. Is a preposition meaning, in, or, inside. Word order. In Punjabi, the order of words in a sentence can vary. But the subject generally comes before the verb. The noun. Hath. Comes before the preposition. Which. And the verb. Hi. Is at the end. English. He has a cup of tea in his hand. Punjabi. Usta hath vich chada kilam hai. The next word is description. English. He gave a detailed description of the event. Punjabi. Usne gatna divistar sahit vanan kiya. Breakdown. Usne. He. Gatna. Event. The. Of possessive particle. Vistar. Detail. Sahit. With. Vanan. Description. Kiya. Did. Key concepts. The use of the possessive particle. The. To indicate possession. The use of the preposition. Sahit. To indicate, with, or, including. English. He gave a detailed description of the event. Punjabi. Usne gatna divistar sahit vanan kiya. The next word is confidence. English. He has confidence in himself. Punjabi. Asnu apne ti vishwas hai. Breakdown. Us equals he. Nu equals to slash for slash on slash upon indicates the object of the action. Apne equals himself slash herself slash itself, reflexive pronoun. T equals on slash upon indicates location or position. Vishwas equals confidence slash belief slash trust. High equals is slash exists, present tense of verb, to be. Key concepts. The use of the preposition T to indicate that the confidence is on or upon himself. The use of the reflexive pronoun apne to emphasize that the confidence is in himself. English. He has confidence in himself. Punjabi. Usnu apne ti vishwas hai. The next word is industrial. English. The Industrial Revolution brought many changes to the world. Punjabi. Udayogik prati ne duniya vich bahut sare badlaav liyaade. Breakdown. Udayogik. Udayogik, this is the Punjabi word for industrial. You can remember this word because it sounds like industry. Krati. Kranti, this means revolution. You might remember this word as being similar to crisis. Ne. Ni, this indicates the subject of the sentence, which is the Industrial Revolution. In this case, it is similar to the English, has. Dunia. Dunia, this word is easy to remember, as it sounds almost exactly like the English word, world. Vich. Vich, this means, in. Bahut. Bahut, this word means, many, or, a lot. Sari. Sar, this means, all. Badala. Badla, this word means, changes. Liyade. Liyand, this is the past tense of the verb, to bring. English. The Industrial Revolution brought many changes to the world. Punjabi. Udayogik prati ne duniya vich bahut sare badlaav liyaade. The next word is complain. English. He complained to the teacher about the homework. Punjabi. Usane adhyapak nu homework bare shikayat kiti. Breakdown. Usane. This is the third person singular masculine subject pronoun, meaning he. Adhyapak. This word means teacher. Nu. This is the dative case marker, indicating that the teacher is the indirect object of the verb. Homework. This word is the English loanword, homework, adopted into the Punjabi language. Bari. This preposition means about. Sihari kait. This is the noun, complaint. Kiti. This is the past tense of the verb, to do, conjugated in the third person singular masculine. Key concepts. Dative case marker. This is a crucial element in Punjabi grammar, indicating the indirect object of a verb. In this case, the teacher is receiving the complaint, so we use the dative case marker. Nu. Loanwords. Punjabi often adopts words from other languages, particularly English, which is useful for modern concepts. English. He complained to the teacher about the homework. Punjabi. Usane adhyapak nu homework bare shikayat kiti. The next word is perspective. English. From their perspective, the situation seemed hopeless. Punjabi. Ufana de nazariye to, ikhsati di nirasha janak lagrahisi. Breakdown. Ufana. This is the plural form of uf. He slash she slash it, and means they. De. This is a possessive particle that means of, or belonging to. Nazariye. This is the singular form of nazariye. Perspective, and refers to a viewpoint, or way of looking at something. To. This is a preposition that indicates direction, or origin, and means from. Ih. This is a demonstrative pronoun that means this, or that. Satipi. This word means situation. Nirashajanak. This adjective means hopeless. Lag. This verb means to seem or to appear. Rahi. This is the past continuous tense marker, which indicates that the action was ongoing in the past. See. This is the past tense marker, indicating that the action occurred in the past. Key concepts. Possessive particles. They are used to show ownership or connection. Prepositions. Or indicate direction, location, or time. Demonstrative pronouns. If point to specific things. The past continuous tense. Rahi is used to describe an action that was ongoing in the past. Translation. From their perspective, the situation seemed hopeless. The next word is error. English. There is an error in this calculation. Punjabi. Is hisab vich galati hai. Breakdown. Is this hisab calculation vich in lati error. Hair. Is. The sentence follows the basic structure of a subject-verb-object sentence. The subject is. Lati. Error. The verb is. Hair. Is. And the object is. Is hisab vich. In this calculation, this sentence is a simple declarative sentence in Punjabi. Lati is a feminine noun, so the verb hair is used. This is an example of how gender agreement works in Punjabi grammar. The next word is arrest. English. The police arrested the thief. Punjabi. Police ne chornu grifatar kita. Breakdown. Police. Police, subject. Ne. Has, have, did, particle. Chor. Thief, object. Nu. To, for, preposition. Prefer. Arrest, verb. Kita. Did, past tense. Key concept. The sentence is in the past tense, indicating that the action of arresting has already happened. The Punjabi sentence follows a structure similar to the English sentence, where the subject, verb, and object are clearly identifiable. English. The police arrested the thief. Punjabi. Police ne chornu grifatar kita. The next word is high. English. The building is very high. Punjabi. Imarat bahut uchi hai. Breakdown. Imarat. Imarat. Building. Bahut. Bahut. Very. Uchi. Uch high. High. Hai. High. is key concepts. Imagat is a feminine noun, so the adjective uti needs to be in the feminine form. He is the present tense of the verb to be. English: the building is very high. Punjabi: Imagat bahut uchi hai. The next word is they. English: they are going to the market. Punjabi: Oh bazaar ja rahe hain. Breakdown: Oh. This is the subject pronoun for they in Punjabi. It is a gender-neutral pronoun. Bazaar: this means market. The word bazaar is used for both a physical market and a metaphorical market like a stock market. Ja: this is the verb to go in its present continuous form. It is used to express an action happening now. Rahe: this is the auxiliary verb that adds the present continuous tense to the verb. Ja: hun: this is the plural form of the auxiliary verb to be. It indicates that the subject is plural. Key concepts: Punjabi uses a combination of verb and auxiliary verb for the present continuous tense. This is similar to the English /r/am+verb+ing format. Pronoun use in Punjabi: oh is used for both masculine and feminine plurals, unlike English, where separate pronouns are used, they, vs, them. Bazaar is a common word and can be used in various contexts. English translation: they are going to the market. Punjabi translation: Oh bazaar ja rahe hain. The next word is different. English: they are all different. Punjabi: O Sara Laga Lagni. Breakdown: O, these, Sa, all, a Laga Lag, different, Ni, are key concepts. A Laga Lag is an adjective meaning different. It is often used to emphasize the distinct nature of things or people. Ni is a verb ending that indicates the present tense. The sentence uses the plural form of the noun because it refers to multiple things. English: they are all different. Punjabi: O Sara Laga Lagni. The next word is off. English: he turned off the lights. Punjabi: Usne batiya band kar ditiya. Breakdown: Usne, usne, he slash she, batiya, batiyan, lights, plural, band, band, off, kar, car, do, verb, ditiya, ditiyan, past tense of do, feminine plural form. Key concepts: gender agreement. Punjabi verbs and adjectives change their endings based on the gender of the subject. In this case, the subject is he, which is masculine, and the verb ditiya is the feminine plural form. Word order: Punjabi word order is slightly different from English. In this sentence, the subject precedes the verb, then the object. English: he turned off the lights. Punjabi: Usne batiya band kar ditiya. The next word is next. English: the next chapter is very interesting. Punjabi: Agla adhiye bahut dilchasp hai. Breakdown: Agla means next. It is an adjective, and it modifies the noun. Adhiye. Adhiye means chapter. Bahut means very. It is an adverb that modifies the adjective. Dilchasp. Dilchasp means interesting. It is an adjective that describes the noun. Adhiye. Hi means is. It is a verb that conjugates with the subject. Adhiye. Key concept. Remember that in Punjabi, adjectives usually come before the noun they modify. English. The next chapter is very interesting. Punjabi. Agla adhiye bahut dilchasp hai. The next word is end. English. The party ended at midnight. Punjabi. Raat de bara vaje party khatam ho gayi. Breakdown. Raat. Night. De. Of. Belonging to. Possessive particle. Bara. 12. Vaje. O'clock. Party. Party. Ended. Ho. Become auxiliary verb. Gai. Went. Past tense of. Jana. To go. Key concept. This sentence utilizes the past tense of the verb, to go. Jana. Which is conjugated based on gender and number. Gai. Is the past tense of the verb used for a singular, feminine subject. English translation. The party ended at midnight. The next word is live. English. We live in a beautiful world. Punjabi. Asi ek sundar duniya vich rahinde ha. Breakdown. Asi. We, this is the subject pronoun in the sentence, indicating the plural first person. Ek. /1, this is a quantifier, indicating a singular entity. Sundar. Beautiful, this is an adjective describing the noun, world. Duniya. World, this is the noun that is the object of the preposition, in. Vich. In, this is a preposition that shows the location of the subject. Rahidi. Live, this is the verb in the sentence, conjugated in the present tense. It indicates an ongoing action. Ha. Ah, this is an auxiliary verb used to form the present tense. Key concepts. Subject-verb agreement. The verb, rehend, is conjugated to match the plural subject, arsin. Preposition. The preposition, which, shows the location of the subject. We. In the world. Adjective. The adjective, sunna, modifies the noun, dunya, to describe its quality. The next word is why. English. Why are you sitting here? Punjabi. To. Hi. Hi. Idha. Kion. Baitha. Hi. Breakdown. Hi, to, hi, you, informal. Idha. Here. Kion. Why, this is the word you requested. Baitha. Sitting, masculine singular form of the verb, to sit. Hi. Is, present tense, masculine singular. Key concept. The Punjabi word for why is kion. Remember that it comes before the verb, not after. The next word is while. English. While I was eating, my friend called. Punjabi. Makana kariha si udo mera dosat phone kar gaya. breakdown. Me. I. Kana. Food. Ka. To eat. Reha. Was. See. Was. Udo. While, then, at that time. Mera. My. Dorset. Friend. Koran. Phone. Ker. To do. Gira. Went. Key concepts. Present continuous tense. The sentence uses the present continuous tense in Punjabi. Rehearse. To indicate an action that was ongoing in the past. While, the word Udo can be used to express while, in Punjabi. Past tense, the verb Gira indicates an action completed in the past. Key point. Notice how the structure of the Punjabi sentence is different from the English sentence. In Punjabi, the verb comes after the subject. Also, note the use of see, which is a common auxiliary verb in Punjabi. English. While I was eating, my friend called. Punjabi. Mekana kariha si udo mera dosat fon kargira. The next word is world. English. This is the world. Punjabi. A junior high. Breakdown. A. This demonstrative pronoun, singular. Junior. World. High. Is verb to be, present tense. This sentence uses the demonstrative pronoun. A. Which, like the English word, this, points to a specific thing. Here, it points to the world. The word junior means world, and the verb high is used to describe the state of being, is. So, the complete sentence means, this is the world. Key concepts. Demonstrative pronouns in Punjabi. A. Is one of the demonstrative pronouns in Punjabi, which are used to point to specific things. Verb to be. The Punjabi verb to be is high, which can mean is, or am, or are, depending on the context and the subject. The next word is weak. English. This week, we will discuss the importance of learning the Punjabi language. Punjabi. Is hafa de asi Punjabi pasha sikhan de mahatav de chaka chaka rage. Breakdown. Is this hafa de week asi we Punjabi Punjabi pasha language sikhan learning the of mahatav importance the on charcha discussion karage will do. Key concepts. The word hafade is a noun, and it is used in the nominative case in this sentence. The word sikhan is a gerund. The phrase de mahatav de literally translates to on the importance of. It is used to describe what the discussion will be about. The verb karage is in the future tense, indicating that the discussion will happen in the future. Translation. English. This week, we will discuss the importance of learning the Punjabi language. Punjabi. Is hafa de asi Punjabi pasha sikhan de mahatav de chaka chaka rage. The next word is play. English. They are playing in the park. Punjabi. Uppaduk vich kedra hepun. Breakdown. They, masculine plural. Paduk. Park. Park. Vich. Vich. In. Ked. Ked. Play, verb. Rahe. Ra. A. Present continuous tense, masculine plural. Hun. Han. A. Present tense, masculine plural. Key concepts. Gender. Punjabi nouns have gender. In this case, oof is masculine. Plural. The word oof is plural, which is why we use the plural form of the verb. Kid. Which is kidrahe. Tenses. Punjabi verbs conjugate. In this case, the verb kid is conjugated in the present continuous tense to show an ongoing action. English. They are playing in the park. Punjabi. Uppaduk vich kedra hepun. The next word is not. English. He is not a student. Punjabi. Uvidyaruti nahi hai. Breakdown. He slash she slash it, subject pronoun. Vidyarthi. Vidyarthi. Student, noun. Nahi. Nahin. Not, negative particle. Hai. Hai. Is, present tense verb. Key concepts. Word order. Subject verb object is the usual order in Punjabi sentences. Negative particles. Nahi. Nahin. Is the most common negative particle in Punjabi. Tense. Hai. Hai. Is the present tense form of the verb, to be. English. He is not a student. Punjabi. Uvidyaruti nahi hai. The next word is might. English. He might go to the market. Punjabi. Uf bazaar ja sakda hai. Breakdown. Uf. This is the third person singular pronoun for he or she. It's the subject of the sentence. Bazaar. This is the word for market. Ja. This is the verb, to go. In this sentence, it is in the infinitive form. Sakada. This is the modal verb, might, or can. It indicates possibility. He. This is the present tense form of the verb, to be, is slash am slash are. It is used to complete the sentence. Key concepts. Modal verbs. Modal verbs, like, might, can, should, are used to express ability, permission, possibility, obligation, etc. They always come before the main verb in a sentence. Infinitive. The infinitive is the base form of a verb. In Punjabi, it is often used with modal verbs. English translation. He might go to the market. Punjabi translation. Uf bazaar ja sakda hai. The next word is must. English. You must study hard. Punjabi. Tuhanu. Tuhanu. Mehnat. Mehnat. Nal. Now. Parthana. Padna. Chahida. Chahida. He. Hi. Breakdown. Tuhanu. You, formal, singular, used to address someone with respect. Mehnat. hard work, effort. Now, with, used to indicate the means or way something is done. Partner. To study, infinitive form. Chahida. Should, must, ought to. Hi. Is, present tense, third person singular. This sentence is in the imperative mood, meaning it expresses a command or obligation. It uses the word Chahida to indicate that studying hard is a necessity or requirement. The word now is used to connect the subject, you, with the action, studying. The next word is home. English. This is my home. Punjabi. Amiragahai. Breakdown. A. This, demonstrative pronoun. Mira. My, possessive pronoun. Ga. Home, noun. Hi. Is, present tense of verb, to be. This is a very basic sentence structure in Punjabi. You can use this as a template for other simple sentences. Just replace the noun ga with any other noun. Key concepts. Punjabi uses a word order similar to English. Hi is the most common verb in Punjabi, like the English is or am. English. This is my home. Punjabi. Amiragahai. The next word is never. English. He never eats sweets. Punjabi.
Ukadevi mitai nahi khada.
Breakdown. This is the subject pronoun for he.
Kadevi.
This means never in Punjabi. It is an adverb of frequency that emphasizes the action's complete absence.
Mitai.
This is the noun, sweets.
Nahi.
This is the negative particle in Punjabi, meaning, not.
Kada.
This is the present tense verb, eats. This sentence uses the simple present tense, and emphasizes that the action of eating sweets does not happen at all. It's like saying, he doesn't eat sweets, ever. The next word is include. English. The class includes both theory and practical work. Punjabi.
Class which theoria de practical can bono shamalhan.
Breakdown.
Class.
Class. Refers to the classroom or the group of students.
Which. In.
Indicates location within the class.
Theory.
Theory. Refers to theoretical concepts.
Ati.
And. Connects the two elements of the class.
Practical.
Practical. Refers to hands-on work.
Can.
Work. Refers to the activities or tasks involved.
Bono. Both.
Emphasizes the inclusion of both theory and practical work.
Shamal.
Included. Indicates that the elements are part of the class.
Hun.
Is the plural verb form indicating that both theory and practical work are present. Key concepts. Postposition.
Which.
Is a postposition that follows the noun.
Class.
To indicate location. Conjunction.
Ati.
Is a conjunction that joins the two nouns.
Theory.
And.
Practical can.
Word order. Punjabi sentences generally follow a subject-object-verb, SOV, structure. English. The class includes both theory and practical work. Punjabi. Class which tiyodiya de practical kan bono shamal hun. The next word is course. English. He is taking a course in Punjabi literature. Punjabi. Oh, Punjabi sahit da koras kariha hai. Breakdown. Oh. He/she/it, this is a pronoun that refers to the subject of the sentence. It is in the nominative case. Punjabi. Punjabi, this is an adjective that modifies the noun, literature. Sahit. Literature, this is a noun that refers to the subject of the course. Da. Of, this is a possessive marker that connects, literature, to the course. Chorus. Course, this is a noun that refers to the subject of the sentence. Kar. To do, this is the present tense of the verb, to do. Riha. Is/am/ar, this is a helping verb that indicates present continuous tense. It is a part of the verb, is doing. He. Is, this is a helping verb that indicates present continuous tense. It is a part of the verb, is doing. Key concepts. The Punjabi sentence uses a present continuous tense, which is formed by combining a helping verb with the present participle of the main verb. This tense is used to describe an action that is happening now. The sentence also uses the possessive marker, da, to connect the noun, literature, to the course. The word order in the Punjabi sentence is subject-verb-object.